This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. John Gribben, the CEO and co-founder of Curable, the healthcare technology company to help manage chronic pain. Mr. Gribben, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, it's great to be here, Eric. I appreciate you having me on.
And certainly our pleasure. Great to catch up with you. So for starters, I guess the best place to start, get into what is Curable and what is it that you do?
Sure. I always find that the best way to answer what is Curable is by describing the problem that Curable solves. People who have chronic pain, and we're talking about those people with persistent back pain, migraine, stomach pain, neck pain, and such, they don't simply go to the doctor and all of a sudden feel better. These folks spend months, they spend years visiting so many different doctors, getting different scans and tests, and trying all types of different methods. And in most cases, not much works and they remain in pain. And that's actually how you get to 100 million people in the United States alone who have chronic pain right now, because people keep getting added to that list and very few get removed from it. So what Curable does is we have developed an online therapy program, an app, to help people reduce or eliminate their pain.
And a fine explanation to lead things off today. So tell us, why did you decide to start Curable? Any motivation there? Any inspiration? Get into some of that backstory.
Well, this is a problem that I personally had. I had 15 years of chronic low back pain. And it started when I was 19 years old. I got diagnosed with a herniated disc. And as the years went on, all through my 20s, the pain continued. Got a couple different diagnoses through that time, degenerative disc disease and others. And it was, it was a major problem in my life. And ultimately, I was able to resolve my own back pain by using the methods that are now delivered in a Curable app. And so the inspiration for starting Curable was that we wanted to make sure that people received this information, this education, these techniques much earlier than the 15-year time period that I was on.
No pun intended, but certainly feel your pain there and really appreciate your sharing some of those details in your motivation in starting Curable. What is a biopsychosocial approach and how does it help with pain relief on the app?
So a biopsychosocial approach, that is, it's the name for, it's a long-winded name for the most well-accepted framework for understanding and treating chronic pain that we have today. It's basically that, it's kind of the best way to explain it is by a historical comparison. So, years ago, chronic pain was treated only on the bio aspect, meaning only your physical body. So if you had back pain like I did, it was the back that received the treatment. What we have now found through a mountain of neuroscience and pain research is that when pain persists, when it lasts a long time, pain actually becomes ingrained in the brain and the nervous system. And the best way to say that is basically the brain learns how to be in pain. And so other factors are kind of pieces of this puzzle. And there's the psychological component to the part of biopsychosocial that is psycho means, psychological. So kind of your relationship with pain, the fear you have of the pain, the anticipation you have of the pain, emotions surrounding the pain, and so on. And then the social part of biopsychosocial is the social element of pain that, relationships we have with other people affect how we process pain signals, environments that we find ourselves in, social situations we find ourselves in play a role in the feeling of pain. So the best way, what we've now seen over the years, is the best way to deliver pain treatment to folks with chronic pain is to take a biopsychosocial approach, which is a very kind of well-rounded and holistic approach.
Today, we are visiting with Mr. John Gribben, the CEO and co-founder of Curable, the healthcare technology company to help manage chronic pain here on eHealth Radio's Pain Management and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, Mr. Gribben, what has been the response from the medical community and the users of the app so far?
It's a good question, Eric, and it's one that I did not know the answer to when we first launched the company. But to our surprise, our pleasant surprise, I feel like we have tapped into something here that a lot of physicians and other healthcare providers have kind of known all along, and that is, you know, the brain's role in chronic pain. This is, again, well defined in the medical literature and well accepted, but physicians and other providers often have a hard time communicating it to patients. And so we didn't know, you know, when I had 15 years of back pain, this was never told to me. And so we didn't know how this would be received. But what we have found is that it was almost like the feeling we get from physicians is that, you know, where have you guys been all this time? Where's Curable been all this time? And that they're happy to see us. We have developed the app in conjunction with doctors and researchers and other experts. So this is not, you know, kind of our own methodology. This is a methodology that is backed by a number of people, you know, much smarter than us who work in this space. And at this point, we have over 100 formal relationships with hospitals and clinics around the world who are, you know, referring their patients to the Curable app. So all in all, it's been quite a good reception from the medical community.
And that is certainly great to hear. No surprise as well. Now, lastly, where do you see Curable headed into the future as a company and as a solution to chronic pain?
So our mission, our organization's mission is to increase access to safe and effective solutions for chronic pain. Right now, that looks like an app, and that our app has done a lot of things well, which I can describe. But we see that you know, not everybody who comes into our software program sees full relief or full elimination of their pain. So we know that there are a lot of other things we can do to add value for people with chronic pain, such as, you know, in-person coaching and referrals to specialists and things like that. In the meantime, however, the app itself is very good at a few things when it comes to our mission of delivering access and increasing access to chronic pain solutions. We see that there are a few current barriers to access to this type of therapy. You know, you can get this type of therapy at Mayo Clinic, at Johns Hopkins, have wonderful pain, chronic pain clinics there and programs there. But not everyone can access those. There are financial barriers. For instance, Mayo's program costs about $40,000. There are geographical barriers. Not everybody living, say, in rural areas or in poorer areas have access to, you know, wonderful multidisciplinary pain clinics. And then there are kind of what we call convenience barriers, meaning in order to really retrain your brain out of the cycle of pain, there's almost habit formation that needs to occur. And that's the more convenient that can be delivered, the more likely it is that people will stick to it. And so what software can do well, what our app can do well, is break down these barriers to access. So, you know, our app is, we believe, reasonably priced and therefore much more accessible financially. As you all know, that software can be delivered virtually across the internet, so there are no geographical boundaries, and it's convenient. The Curable app's on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet, so that you can use it anytime and form those habits that are necessary to feel better.
Well, you certainly can't beat that, and certainly has been our pleasure to have had you with us today to introduce Curable to the listening audience. We also thank you for what you're doing within the healthcare space as well. Where can listeners download the app and get further details online?
Well, I appreciate you asking, Eric. Your listeners can go to the either App Store, either the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, and search for the Curable app, and we are there. And our website is www.curablehealth.com.
And that sounds pretty simple enough. Again, Mr. Gribben, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you and the company all the best.
Thank you so much, Eric. Have a nice day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. John Gribben, the CEO and co-founder of Curable, the healthcare technology company to help manage chronic pain. And for further details and to download the app, visit curablehealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.